and it seems like you end up in the same spot where you started. You know, have you seen those movies where people are traveling through the woods or going through a trail, and they say, hey, we've seen that tree before? Well, that's what I call doing a 360. It's when you are trying something, going after a goal, trying to grow, trying to accomplish something, trying to better your life, better your family, right? Trying to get closer to God. But it seems like it's always that, hey, I started here. I seen that tree before. You know, I felt that feeling before. Shouldn't I be in a different spot? I mean, I've been on this road for years and months. I mean, I spent so much time doing this, and it's like, I see the same tree over and over and over again. And that's what we're talking about today. 360 versus a 180. What's the difference, and how can we get out of the circle mentality and do the 180s we need to do to move in a different direction, but also right direction?
I just want to encourage some of you right now, like you got favor on your life. I don't know what you're going through right now, but God has favored you to be in the position you're in. I don't know what you think you headed to, but God has favored you. So go ahead and go on with the grace of God, because you got favor.
Welcome to another episode, broadcast of the Mo Brooks Podcast. I am your host, Mo Brooks. Thank you so much for subscribing, listening, sharing, and you know, just rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? This is very exciting as we get into these episodes. I mean, we have some very exciting stuff laid out and planned out for you all. So thank you so much for listening. Look, 360 versus 180, you know, I have this thing in my mind where for years and for a long time, I was doing a lot of 360s in my life, you know, trying new things, trying to grow, you know, doing the best I can, but it seems like I'm like in the same mindset, the same financial position, you know, the same spiritual level, the same relationship level, everything. It's like a 360. I just keep, you know, going in these circles, right? And I wrote this book called 180, and the 180 is about, listen, I'm going in the wrong direction. I'm doing circles. I need to pivot. I need to change directions to get some different results in my life, all right? And a 360, like, you make a lot of excuses. What leads to 360s is excuses. Well, I would if they will let me. Well, I tried that, or, you know, but it's just too scary. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's at the end of this change, right? A 360 is when you start changing. Right? Well, you got the right intentions. You got the right energy. You got the right motives. You got the right circle. You are excited about change. Like, you're about to start this new business. You're about to start a new ministry. You know, you're about to, like, go after whatever goals you have. You're about to be like, hey, I'm about to be a better father, a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better child. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. You have started the process of change, of growth, of becoming better. And some way along that process, you made some excuses. And those excuses, it leads to a circle in your life. Excuses lead to, I'm seeing the trees again. I'm in the same predicament I was last year and the year before last this year. Right? Excuses, man, it's the biggest trap in the world, because we can find an excuse for anything and everything. Think about it. Man, think about the excuses we make. I know I've made thousands of excuses. I ain't gonna hold you up. I made excuses why things could not happen, why I should not move, why I should not go, why I should not speak up. I've made excuses in every area of my life, and those excuses has led to circles, 360s, and actually no movement at all. Those excuses, I feel like the children of Israel just circling around the promised land, right? The promised land a couple days away, and I'm just circling because I keep making excuses. So we want to move from the 360 excuses to the 180 execute, right? 180 is when you executing everything. Any trial, any obstacle that comes in your way, it ain't no excuses that I can get over this. A 180 is like, okay, this is the direction I'm going. And guess what? Nothing is going to stop me from going in the direction that God has told me to go in. When fear pops up, you like, nah, I'm exhibiting faith. I'm going anyway. I'm not turning around. I'm not going in these circles, right? I've started going this way and I'm going to complete it. I'm going to do a 180. And the way we do 180s, you guys, is to execute. Man, oh man. So this is what is so important about execution. If we are going to execute, you really got to know yourself. You really got to know yourself, and you got to know why you make the excuses you've made in the past, or you'll repeat those same mistakes or same excuses. All right. So you got to know yourself. You know, I do this one thing with our 180 process. I'll be talking more about that on this podcast. It's a 180 process, right? And it helps people put down excuses and make and execute. Okay, and the way we do that is we learn about ourselves. Listen, I know that I'm emotionally driven. I know that I'm a quick starter, a self-starter, and I got a million ideas. I know that, okay? And what I also know is once the feeling goes away, sometimes I ain't all the way in it because I'm on the next idea moving. Therefore, I never or I hardly complete anything, okay, when I'm in that mode. And because I know that about myself, now when new opportunities or new shiny things come my way, I don't bite at them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm doing this. Therefore, I need to execute this first before I move on to the next. I know myself. But if you don't know yourself, right, you're going to just keep on making those same mistakes. My question is, do you know yourself? A true self-assessment and get to the root why you make excuses. Why do we blame other people, situations, and circumstances? All right. Now, these are huge questions. Okay. And if you don't have the gumption, the grit, the grind enough to ask yourself these questions and be honest, man, we got to be honest with ourselves as we're going to make a 180. We have to. I have to be honest with myself and be like, dude, you just tripping. You just don't follow through. You just have a problem with delegation. You just have a problem with trying to do 10 ideas, supposed to one idea at a time. All right. You have a problem because you don't have any systems in place or you're disorganized. Therefore, when you try to follow through, you have no organization. And guess what? It goes to crap. Right. This I'm talking about me, but you have to do that for you. And look in the mirror and get to the root why you are making excuses and why do you blame other people? Because making excuses and blaming other people is going to lead to you doing 360s. And I don't know about you. I'm tired of doing 360s. Yo, I'm tired. Man, we only got one life to live. Okay? God put us here for a purpose, you guys. And guess what? That purpose necessarily does not get fulfilled with us doing 360s all the time. We have to do 180s. If we're going in the wrong direction, do a 180 and go in the right direction and stay on that path. All right? We mess up and go in the wrong direction, do a 180 and get on the right path. Execute. So, my friend, all right? Ask yourself those hard questions. Evaluate your life. Evaluate this year. Okay? About 25 days into January 2021. Are you making excuses and doing 360s? Are you executing and doing a 180 in your life? Are you blaming other people? Or are you taking responsibility and saying, it's me. I need to speak up. It's me. I need to ask the hard question. It's me. I need to quit. It's me. I need to start. It's me. I need to get organized. It's me. I need to work on one idea at a time. It's me. Which one is going to be? It can't be both. All right. You're going to have to choose a path. Okay. So I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. Do not blame. Don't place the blame on somebody. All right. Don't do it. I got some sweet stuff coming up for you guys. All right. I'm going to hold off until it's done. All right. You hear me? Until it's done. All right. This is and even with this podcast, you guys, if you look at all the episodes and all the dates, you will see me doing 360s. You will see me starting and stopping. But guess what? I'm on the 180 now. I'm on the execution now. All right. I'm on the execution now. I want to encourage you. Okay. You may be like me. Listen, I'm never on this podcast going to pretend to be perfect or like I know it all. I'm going to be open and honest about all my mistakes, all my failures, all my mishaps. I'm going to be 100 with you because I want to show you it's possible to fail. It's possible to mess up. It's possible not to follow through. It's possible not to do what you're supposed to do. It's possible to make excuses and blame people and then turn it around. It's possible. Because if I can do it, I promise you, I know you can. Easy. You probably can do it easier than me. All right? So let's decide. Will we make excuses and do a 360? Will we execute and do a 180? I'll see y'all next Monday.